I'm speaking with Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, to get his reaction on the EPA's announcement today that they are delaying the final volume obligations under the Renewable Fuels Standard. What is RFA's reaction to this announcement today?
Well, look, you know, we weren't killed today, right? I mean, had EPA, as everybody was thinking, finalized what they proposed last year, or even kicked it up a little bit, but not changed the methodology, I'd be darn frustrated today. I feel a little bit like the receiver that just caught a Hail Mary pass at the end of regulation. You know, I'm elated in the end zone. But by the time I get back to the sideline and realize we're going into overtime, I realize we still have a lot of work to do. And that's the situation. Yes, it's terrific that EPA did not finalize a bad rule. And they recognized that perhaps they were on some really shaky legal ground and they needed to make some changes. But, you know, nothing has happened today that sets a more positive course for renewable fuels. We still need to establish what the numbers are. Most importantly, we need to have a methodology for any reduction that they choose for 14, 15, or 16 that does not completely gut the program. So I'm glad that we got the call from the governor to reprieve the execution. We're not out of the woods yet.
Were you surprised by the announcement?
I was a bit surprised because certainly the conventional wisdom was the EPA was just going to finalize with a slight increase in the number what they had proposed. I mean, that's what everybody in town was thinking. And the fact that they have taken a step back and decided, we're not ready to do that yet, tells me that all the work that we did, all of the calls that were made, the letters that were sent, the emails that we sent to Washington to get the president to reconsider actually had the impact that you always hoped that it would. So I think I am elated that we were able to get this decision today or get this non-decision today, as it were.
So how will this impact the industry at this point? It just seems like we're just left hanging in kind of purgatory.
Well, that's certainly true. The uncertainty reigns, and that doesn't help anybody. Thankfully, you know, ethanol is still being sold. We're the lowest cost liquid transportation fuel on the planet. So, you know, those that are in business today are doing great. The ones that are still looking to commercialize their new technology, the advanced biofuels folks, they're the ones that are impacted most by this kind of uncertainty, and why it is imperative that the White House do its readjustment as soon as possible. And I talked to EPA earlier this morning. They intend to be reaching out to stakeholders. You know, the fact that they want to look at not just 14, but 15 and 16, and perhaps do one rule all at once, I think is a good sign, because that would provide the industry the kind of certainty that it needs that there's a growing marketplace in the future.
Well, as part of the announcement also, Bob, was that EPA will be making modifications to the moderated transaction system in regard to the RINs. What does that mean, and what do you think about that?
Well, EPA is bending over backwards to make sure that the refiners are not disadvantaged in this. 2012 credit RINs were still going to be allowed to be used for 2013, but come the first of the year, they would no longer be allowed. And EPA made it clear that no, that was not their intention. They are going to give refiners even more flexibility in truing up their 2013 obligations. I mean, and yeah, you heard the dates correctly. Refiners are still truing up their 2013 obligation. We're not talking about 2014 yet. This is a program with lots of flexibility, And EPA is making sure that that flexibility is maintained even as they have to push back the compliance periods.
Well, when you talk to EPA, did they give any indication of when they might make any kind of announcement? It's going to be into next year, but early next year, mid next year, or we're going to be looking at the end of next year?
I think we've all learned that the EPA is not real good when trying to judge the calendar. So they've not specified or not indicated what kind of a timeline they're looking at, nor would it be believable if they did.
Okay, thank you very much, Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.